Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to my dog psychology radio show. My name is Dale McCluskey. And on this show, I'm going to be spending some time catching up on some news and what's been happening within this system of training. It's been a while since I've done a show, so I'm going to be restarting my shows just for those listening, and I'm going to be adding them to my site. So just encourage you to go and check out my website, www.caninepack.com, and there'll be a radio show page where you can click on the latest shows, where I help people understand the relational connection that's going on between dog owners and provide critical information and some good insight into how to overcome your behavior issues and problems. Now, just some, like I said, I'll go over in this show. I just want to go over some recent, updates, just so people are aware of what's been happening, what type of services are offered through the system. One of the big, news items is that I have another trainer that I've certified who is working within the Central Florida area, and he completed a trainer certification program, which consists of a mentoring process. Now, this is one of the things where, again, kind of playing around with, what the best, way to do this is, because certainly I've had interest in bringing people kind of online into this system so that they're able to help other dogs and owners with their issues. But, one of the issues I've had is trying to give people a really good level of insight based on, giving them the level of support they needed, on an ongoing basis. Because, one of these things about being a trainer is that it takes a long time, especially with this system. And I don't want to brag about this system, but there's a lot to this that really you need to get your feet under you to really get tuned into how to use the framework and the script, the relational script, because really there's a lot of psychology involved. There's a lot of, nudging people towards, fulfilling, getting them towards taking a leadership role. But there really is a lot to it. There's a lot of interplays. There's a lot to kind of get in tune with. So, keeping that in mind, I decided to kind of just hold off and not really offer anything, because really it would have to consist of some sort of a partnership type thing or a contractual type of setup. And that's kind of how this went down. It just kind of fell into place. And usually I found the best things, usually the things that happen kind of on their own without kind of planning. And so the trainer that, Anthony's name is Anthony Aponte, who's, now certified. I was actually training his dog for protection is how that kind of came. And he had an interest in, continuing the process. And it worked out extremely well. So basically, he received, and how this is set up is for the potential trainer to actually, the training is free. I mean, they get, they get approximately about 1 month of training for free. But in saying that, it's a contractual agreement, so it works off of commission of fees, fee commission, and set up on a long-term type of arrangement. But through that is the person gets ongoing support, training, certification, all those things go along with that. So certainly the goal is to give people that type of support. So anyway, Anthony's up and going. And which makes my service now bilingual. He speaks Spanish. He offers training instruction in Spanish. So, again, if you're, if you're within the Florida area and you need training and you prefer the language of, of your choosing, you're comfortable with Spanish, certainly the system can now help you get the training you need in the language that you're comfortable with. So. So that worked out extremely well. Again, he's already doing training. So right from the first day, as soon as I certified him, He was already training dogs. And the great thing about the mentoring program is you get hands-on training. I mean, you're heavily involved in the training process. Anthony was here at the time. I had two dogs that were here, Athena and Freya, who needed, you know, these dogs are German Shepherds. They needed a lot of help. And he was able to really participate heavily in the training process of both those dogs, along with attending with me on other training sessions with homes, in people's homes. And so, he got that. And on top of that, what service I'm offering now, which Anthony gets to participate in, is a narcotic detection service with actually a dog that I rescued. And, you know, this is kind of another kind of update. Is a dog I was actually ended up being surrendered to me. He was going to end up, Bird was going to end up at the pound, at the shelter, and I decided to take him and get him roll changed. He's very, very, has a high, high drive, very assertive dog. And so I was able to get him roll changed, and then basically my goal here now is to offer narcotic service training, or not training, on narcotic service detection service for private people, industrial settings, environments. And so that's the plan with Berg. So he's narcotic training is basically just about completed, and Anthony got to participate in that as well, which is great. Because, you know, one of the things with Insight, too, is really, getting that not just because, you know, the actual role-changing part or helping people overcome their issues. I mean, that's very involved. But also at the same time, to get the learning curve, to get a good level of insight, it's extremely helpful to participate in a task-related type training, whether it's tracking. And a lot of people get involved in Schutzen and different sport training. And so this was a great avenue to help Anthony gain that insight is through the narcotic detection training part of this. So because really where I got my got in tune to dogs as relational beings at that level came through the police canine handling years ago when I was a police officer in Canada. So that's where I really gained the knowledge to do what I do. So. But anyway, that's a big update, is offering that, and also with the mentoring-type program. But again, if you're interested in becoming a trainer through this system, even if you live out of state, anywhere in the country, just now getting a hold of me and, basically seeing if this system basically would be a good fit for you, and basically going from there. But it's not something where I'm putting out as a on some sort of a recruitment drive. Basically, I'm looking for just a specific number of people that I can work with, and again, who would be a good fit, and they would. This would be kind of a mutually beneficial type of setup for them and for me as well. So, anyway, just something to think about if you're looking to be a trainer, and it's again. The mentoring type of process. So, other news. Again, things are very busy. Doing a lot of boarding and training, helping people. And again, if you look at my site, just cover off in the boarding training for people who are interested in boarding training. How I do that. It's not done. It's not set up to do for longer than 2 weeks initially. And again, I explain this to people because it's not meant to. Marketed as a magic pill or magic solution, because basically that's not how dogs operate. I mean, it's about people changing. It really is. It's so when the dog comes to me, I'm basically role changing your dog. I mean, I'm changing that cornerstone out. I'm creating some relational change. So I'm building I'm building that bridge, so to speak, that relational bridge. And then so when the dog goes back with you. You can continue that process of role changing your dog. However, it's one of these things where it's meant to give people a nice boost and encouragement, especially dogs, you know, that are very aggressive. You know, people are, sometimes they really feel like their backs are up against the wall. So this this option is a great way to get people feeling like that maybe there's hope. And so the focus really is on getting that owner to continue to change. But the other, because the other issue is too, is, you know, at the associative level, you know, once a dog has gained power through that owner for, you know, it could be weeks, months, years even, you know, that's entrenched. That dog really kind of connects that person to getting power, that type of misalignment. So when the dog goes back, really important that the person really changes how they think very quickly, and they follow the recommendations I put out. But keeping that in mind, I mean, the board training can be very, very good option for people. It really can help people. And I'm getting a lot of boarding in training lately, you know, which is really allows me to focus in and, you know, and help people that way. So that's another option that, again, the boarding and training, that's going extremely well. The other thing is I'm still working on my book. I plan on getting that completed this year. However, just with everything going on lately with training Anthony and boarding and trainings going on, everything, it's taken up a lot of my time, so I haven't really had the time to work on the book or focus in on it the way that I want to. But here shortly I'll be able to focus in a little more. I'll have some time because, you know, Anthony's training is completed, pretty much at least the main part of it. And I'm able to kind of get back and focus in. So I expect for those people who are waiting for my book. It's called, Back from the Edge. It's a book on how to role change very aggressive dog cases. It's got a lot of great information in it. It's something that my other two books, really, if you look at my books, Beyond the Leash, when I first wrote that book back, you know, very quickly out of the starting gate when I was, you know, getting the system up and going. Beyond the Leash is really the core book. That book was really the first book that really, you know, really brought everything together, all my notes, everything in that book. And it has all the main foundational techniques in that book. So, you know, if you're looking for a book of this system that really is like the main, you know, we call it the thesis book, Beyond the Leash is that main book. So I really encourage you to check that book out. It's available through both through my website, on Amazon, Kindle, and on the Barnes & Noble Nook. But I've updated that, just so people know too, I've updated that book just recently to include video links on that. And the videos that are provided on those in that book, those links, they're not public videos, so you're not going to be able to just get them off my YouTube channel. So they're because they're instructional videos. They're most of them are like 25 minutes long, but they're throughout the book. So there's multiple links in Beyond the Leash, and has a lot of great instructional videos now, which are clickable links. So, you know, in the PDF file, you click on the link, and your browser will open, and you're going to get the instructional video to go along with the topic that you're reading. So, for example, you know, push-pull method, it shows the pictures too, but then there's a clickable link, so it shows me, you know, at a chalkboard, and I'm breaking down that technique, that method, to really, you know, kind of really make sure the people understand, you know, what they're doing and why they're doing it. So, anyway, Beyond the Leash, that's really a foundational book, if you want a book to get. Now, after the fact, you know, people, you know, this is the whole thing about when you start to really try to give people a really in-depth knowledge of the system. You know, my other book that I wrote, which really goes along with Beyond the Leash, it's called Mind and Body Kinetics. That book is more the in-depth book. That book is kind of like, takes you behind the scenes of the relational model to really explain, you know, why I do things that I do. It goes into, you know, a dog's decision-making process, you know, how it's influenced relationally, and kind of breaks down, does a side-by-side, so to speak, between learning-based models and my model, and why I define training as an intervention. So it really helps people understand, break this stuff down as to, how and why I approach training the way that I do. And that book is meant to be kind of a companion book for Beyond the Leash. So, again, it's another book that if you got Beyond the Leash or you're getting Beyond the Leash, I really encourage you to get the other book that's meant to kind of go along with it because, again, it gives you more insight as to, why I approach training the way that I do. And then, again, I got other books available. Some are for police, canine officers. I just did a book not too long ago. It's called Tracking Through Pack. It's a police manual guide, which shows the actual sequencing of how to unleash a dog's tracking drive. So, but the part that makes that book really special, in talking about tracking through a pack, and I just changed one word in there. Usually the term that people use when they talk about a tracking drive is exactly as tracking through drive, but I just changed the word to pack just to emphasize that it's relational, that dogs are relational beings, and that the whole sequencing, which is really, it's something that you're not going to really get in any other books, is the actual, that I put in this book, is the actual sequencing of how the dots connect with unleashing a dog's full tracking drive, right from a basic rural track, and how that plays into the bite work, but how to really fully get a true tracking standard, to get the dog to invest his or her nose fully into the scent, and so that there's no trade-offs. I mean, typically what will happen is people will get the speed of the dog, but then lose the focus as a result because they're not, it's not being sequenced properly. Or they'll get the focus through, say, footstep type of tracking method, but they'll lose the speed. So in this book, what it does is it gives people the full package. When you read it, you'll see exactly, how it's sequenced out so that people can, tune into this basic script, this basic framework. And no matter where you're at with your dog, even if your dog was trained footstep method, which actually it's interesting because the first police dog that I trained, Reuben is the reason I'm where I'm at. I mean, through that relationship, through our partnership as a police dog team, Reuben, really pushed me beyond the boundaries, so to speak, of what I thought I could do. But he was, he's a good example because he was trained footstep tracking method, which, again, many years ago when I first started, before I really got in tune to, the relational framework, I mean, I started off with the, same kind of, typical approach to training. So, at the time what was available or how people did it, I started off that way, which is more of a slow, methodical kind of approach to tracking. But then, through starting to bring this stuff online, I sped him up, brought him into, was able to unleash his drive to the track. So, he's an example, really, that it can be done. I mean, it doesn't matter where you're at in the training process, even if you think maybe your dog isn't quite where it could be, I show that you can unlock the full potential of your service dog just by thinking different, just by kind of opening your mind up to this this approach. You'll be able to totally unlock that drive, and this is something where I'm able to do this stuff. I had one dog actually come here to me for bite work training, like 3 years ago now. Tito, if you look at my videos, you'll see Tito. He's a pit bull, American blue-nosed pit bull, beautiful dog. Now, when he came here, I mean, his drive was totally repressed. I mean, he wouldn't even bark. And, this is the same thing, breaking this down, trying to figure out, why is the dog's drive repressed? Why is the dog not barking? Why is the dog lacking confidence? And in this case, what happened was, whatever trainer had him before he came to me, the trainer used a remote collar, but but not as a relational tool. I mean, basically, the remote collar was overused at too high of a level, and basically what happened was that dog's drive was repressed. I mean, went beyond just bringing the dog in the right relationship. It went over the top. So I had to remove that collar and just totally just focus on unleashing that dog's drive. And the barking came out. Everything just came online. And so that's the thing about this. It's all understanding how these dogs connect, how to come in the right relationship, you know, how it's all about being in harmony and how that all kind of plays into this stuff so you can, no matter where you're at in the relationship, you're going to be able to get to the other side. You're going to be able to realize the full potential of either your service dog or even your family pet. It's all the same type of thing. It all follows the same path. Even when you get into service dog training, which really I talk about the stuff, it's such a mess right now. There's so much fraud. The problem with, through the script of devaluation, which I'm going to talk about on these shows coming up, why that issue is so problematic. A lot of trainers don't see this issue of this devaluation issue. They're just making certain assumptions at the physical level, which often just simply don't line up. It don't represent that meaningful change is really happening. That's very problematic, and that's what makes this system very special, is the ability to break everything down. But the problem is, to the service dog part of things, is it's gotten totally to a level where a lot of these dogs simply are not role changed. I mean, they're with the people and they're hanging off the people, but they're in a possessive state. They're devaluing. And this is why you'll have these incidents happening, people getting hurt, these dogs are out of control, because that's what's happening. It's all about people's feelings. It's not about actually getting these dogs role changed. I'm going to take a second. I'm going to have a drink of my coffee while I'm talking. That's the other thing about coffee. I got off track, but my coffee maker actually went on the, started going on the blitz a little bit. And, we got one of those Keurig single cup brewing systems. And the pump on it is going. And, my wife called the company. And even though we were out of, beyond the warranty date, we didn't apparently have a warranty still on it. The company's good enough to still honor, their machine, and so we're getting a brand new coffee maker from Keurig sent to us next week, being shipped out. And those things are like $200. So I'm very impressed with the company. I mean, that's the thing about good, companies. They'll stand behind their product. So little shout out for Keurig, because again, they stand behind their stuff. But again, getting back to the service dog training part of it is, and I tell people what service dog training represents is merely represents a dog role change at a very high level. So, whether it's you want protection work or you want your dog to do a certain task, it represents following the same path. So it's always the starting point is the same. Where you end up is going to be different because, again, you're role changing a dog to a high level, you're able to basically achieve whatever you want. But again, the system we offer, service dog training as well, and something new I'm offering here starting this week, looking at Saturday morning, depending on the number of people sign up, I don't know yet, I've only have a couple sign-ups so far because this is brand new, is a group training out at a local park here. So again, if you're interested in small group training, just a matter of sending in the contact form and I'll put your name on the list. And that's this Saturday morning from 9 to 10 up at Parton Settlement Park off of Neptune Road. So just keep that in mind as if you live in the Florida area. That option is available as well. So anyway, just cover off here. There's, like I said, lots of great things happening to the system. Very busy. Things are growing. Got new T-shirts, new cards. Like I said, lots of good stuff happening. And on these radio shows, again, I'm going to be starting to put out new shows every couple of days. So I just encourage you to check out my radio shows. I'm going to be talking about the various issues relating to dog training. As people have noticed, I've stepped back a little bit from really being the voice for the so-called science of dog training, but I will be discussing these issues in these shows. So, you know, but just in terms of focus and just kind of focusing on helping people, you know, I try to do my best to try to keep my right focus. I mean, that gets off sometimes because I find sometimes I get a little bit too focused on that stuff. That's one of my kind of flaws. And it takes my focus away from where it needs to be. So just so people know, understand why I kind of step back from it, it has nothing to do with the stuff not being true. It's absolutely 100% true what I put out. Everything's right on the money, fully transparent. I talk about these issues. I put stuff out there, but at the same time, I try to balance off to make sure my focus is in the right place. So, but again, just something to, you know, to look at. And again, I encourage you to check out my website. I have lots of great information there if you're interested in help, even for distance help. If you live out of state, out of country, anywhere in the world, I offer distance training through my website, through my site, but it comes through me. So just something to look at. And if you're interested in any help at all with your dog, get a hold of me anytime. I have a contact form available on my website, or you can just simply give me a call anytime. I'd be more than happy to answer your questions, any questions you have on your phone. And again, I want to thank you very much for tuning into the show, and just encourage you to check it again. You can check out my website. I'm going to have my radio show page available there, so any new shows will be put up for you to listen to. And again, thanks for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful day.